Good afternoon, folks. It's 5:00 p.m. Tuesday, January the 25th, 2022. I have a hard time with that. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We start our meetings with an invocation and a pledge. I'll lead with the invocation, and the pledge will be given by Mayor Pro Tem McCann. And join us if you'd like. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the blessings that you've given to us. Father, we just pray that you'd be with those in our city who are grieving with the loss of loved ones, and those that are ill, or that their families are ill at this time. We just pray that your healing hand will be upon them, and that you give them comfort in this time. We pray for your guidance tonight as we go about the city's business. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now to our Texas flag. I pledge allegiance
to the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Let me turn the sound off. Next item is item number 3 is the roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4. She has an excused absence. Sam Halby, Place 5, has an excused absence. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Attorney Charlie Olson.
Present, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. Roll call is completed, and we do have a quorum. Number 4, mayoral proclamations and presentations. Number 1, proclamations proclaiming January 25th, 2022 as the Mayor's Monarch Pledge Day. This is a big deal for me. As a matter of fact, as you go this little hallway off the chambers, they show the picture that I took in November 1974 of a monarch butterfly. So I'm an Eagle Scout, so a lot of those pursuits in nature were really big to me back then, and they're still a big deal to me now. So Mayor's Monarch Pledge, City of Arkwright's proclamation. Whereas the monarch butterfly is an iconic North American species whose multi-generational migration and metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly has captured the imagination of millions of Americans, and whereas both the western and eastern monarch populations have been significant in decline, with less than 1% of the western monarch population remaining, while the eastern population has fallen by as much as 90%. And whereas the City of Arkwright recognizes that human health ultimately depends on well-functioning ecosystems, and that biodiverse regions can better support food production, healthy soil, and air quality, and can foster healthy connections between humans and wildlife. And whereas every citizen of Arkwright can make a difference for the monarch by planting native milkweed and nectar plants to provide a habitat for the monarch and pollinators in locations where people live, work, learn, play, and worship. And whereas in 2021, Mayor Smith first signed the National Wildlife Federation's Mayor's Monarch Pledge and officially committed to taking meaningful action to protect the monarch butterfly. And whereas cities, towns, and counties have a critical role to play to help save the monarch butterfly, and the City of Harker Heights has played a leadership role by launching Native Pocket Prairies, the Monarch Butterfly Geo-Coaching Program, and educational programs related to monarch butterflies, and has committed to continue this work in 2022. Now, therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, do hereby proclaim January 25th, 2022 to be Mayor's Monarch Pledge Day in the city of Harker Heights and urge all citizens to celebrate the Mayor's Monarch Pledge by creating native plant habitats to promote the health and well-being of the monarch butterfly population in our region. In witness whereof, I set my hand and affix the seal of the city of Harker Heights, Texas, this 25th day of January. Signed, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, City of Harker Heights. Good, very good. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor.
You have some words for it? Type of thing, short. Okay, good. Yep. All right, everybody.
Yeah, just really quickly, so you kind of mentioned it here, the city of Harker Heights has taken this pledge very seriously. Not only did we take this pledge last year and we thank the mayor for doing so, we also committed to enough action items that puts the city of Harker Heights in the Mayor's Monarch Pledge Leadership Circle. And I'm happy to say that we haven't necessarily met every one of those action items quite yet, but we have done something on each one. And Adam Trujillo, our special events manager, and Kaylee Gomez in her second day, our outdoor program coordinator. We'll have a lot to say about that over the next year, but this is a great thing for our city. If you haven't visited the Pocket Prairie at Carl Levin Park, please do so. And if you haven't attended any of the library's education programs on the monarch butterfly, when those come back around, please do so. But thank you. Thank
good.
You, Mayor.
Thank you, Jeff. The second item will be proclamation declaring Rayshon Sanford II a bright star of Central Texas. And I think we'll just have him come up and then do a photo op then, and then others that are together will do a second photo op up here. Harker Heights Proclamation. Whereas Harker Heights High School student Rayshon Sanford II has been named the 2021 District 12-6A Most Valuable Player, and whereas Mr. Sanford II was named the 2020 District 12-6A Newcomer of the Year, and whereas Mr. Sanford II was named the 2021 Dave Campbell's and Whataburger Super Team for Texas High School Football, and whereas Mr. Sanford II attends Harker Heights High School, and whereas Mr. Sanford II holds 8 high school awards, most rushing yards in a game, most rushing yards in a season, most career rushing yards, most rushing touchdowns in a game, most rushing touchdowns in a season, most touchdowns total in a game, most touchdowns total season, and most touchdowns total career. And whereas Mr. Sanford II has a 3.8 GPA and is currently ranked 80th of 630 students. And whereas Mr. Sanford II is a very high character, always puts the team first, and is an excellent leader on and off the field. Now therefore I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, declare Rayshon Sanford II to be a bright star of Central Texas. In witness whereof, I sign this proclamation and have affixed the seal of the city of Harker Heights this 25th day of January 2022, signed Spencer H. Smith, Mayor. Okay, would you like to say anything?
I would like to thank all my coaches to get me to this point. I'd like to thank my mom. I thank God. I like to thank my teammates as well and everybody that helped me get to where I'm at now. And this is a blessing, and I'm just proud to be here.
Okay, good. Nice to meet you, Coach.
This is me with all of you, didn't you?
Thank you. It's part of the obstacle course.
It's clear in your defense.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know why they got these things. Okay, we've got everybody?
The big people in the back.
All right, ready?
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
One, two, and three. One, two, and three. Thank you.
Go Knights!
Good deal. All those coaches on me, done good.
Go Knights, awesome.
The coaches, I guess?
Yep, they've been some coaches, and that's his mom. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get that to Johnny.
Thank you. See that picture?
Yes, absolutely.
He's a freshman.
He's new.
Oh, look at that.
John, he has another year left. He's only two years back.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I'll have to remember his name. We're gonna be hearing more about it.
Goodness gracious. History.
I like your socks.
Little, when I was up there for class.
Come down here and watch him play.
Recently, the University of Texas landed over here with a helicopter.
Hey, the next item on the agenda is number five, consent items. Number one, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meetings held on January 11th, 2022, and January 18th, 2022, and take the appropriate action. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the meetings held on January 11th, 2022, and January 18th, 2022.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, are you... Yeah, okay, Councilmember Soriano Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I would like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, has an excused absence. And the motion passes unanimously, 3-0. Next item on the agenda is item number 6, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone in the chambers that wishes to make a presentation to the council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Item number 7, public hearings. Number 1, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an amendment to Chapter 125 of the Harkwright's Code of Ordinances pertaining to establishments not licensed by the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission, deleting Section 125.42B, amending Section 125.43 relating to security of premises, deleting Section 125.45, deleting Section 125.46, amending Section 125.60, criminal penalty, and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As you can recall from the workshop we had last week, we are presenting this item to you in order to come into compliance and provide clarification in regards to TABC regulatory authority for consumption and sales of alcohol with respect to our BYOB ordinance. On page 16 of your PDF, section 125.176, the authority is granted to our police chief to have the requirements for our security plans that are submitted as part of our BYOB to establish what those requirements are. What we are looking for tonight is to adopt regulations that are clear for everybody who's applying and that are consistent from all cases. We are recommending that we leave in the ability for the police chief to have additional items in the event that he needs to adjust it for a specific site or changes to local state law and TABC regulations. Staff is recommending approval of the amendments as presented, with the exception of section 125.60 under criminal penalty. There is a Scrivener's error where the word than is struck out, and we would like to leave that in. And what that is in 125.60A2. You can see we got a little carried away with the deletion.
Can you clarify what page that was, please?
125.60 is going to be on page 23 in the middle of the page.
Right.
Under A2. It should read, once corrected, other than section 125.48.
Okay. The council see all that?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay. Jackie, you got that? Okay, good. Okay, proceed.
So on January 11th, 2021, the planning representatives from the planning department, our police department, our city attorney, and the TABC participated in a telephone call in regards to our BYOB ordinance as well as enforcement of said ordinance. And these particular items before you were part of that discussion as far as what it is we can enforce and why we are removing those sections in regards to consumption and sales. During that meeting, we did identify the following entities that should be contacted to also participate in future meetings in regards to enforcement of our BYOB, and that included our city prosecutor, representatives from Fort Hood, and the Texas Comptroller Office should that need arise, depending on the case. And I just wanted to bring that up as a clarification that we are still looking at additional changes to this ordinance, but the ones before you tonight were at the recommendation of our city attorney in order to be in compliance with those items that TABC is responsible for. And with that, I'm open for any questions.
Any questions from the council? Okay, and again, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item? Anyone to speak for or against this item? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Council, do I have a motion? Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I'd like to make a motion to approve an amendment to Section 125 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances, deleting Section 125.42 Bravo, amending Section 125.43 relating to security of premises, deleting Section 125.45, deleting Section 125.46, and amending Section 125.60 criminal penalty based upon staff's recommendation and findings.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Council Member Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to add, Chief, if at any time, you know, as this moves on and goes into the future, if you feel that we as a council need to address or make certain codes stronger or different codes to add to make your job and your officer's job easier, please do not hesitate to let us know, because we want to make sure that you have all the tools you need to make sure our citizens are safe here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the any other further discussion on the item? Okay, we have a motion and a second. I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place four, has an excused absence. Sam Halaby, place five, has an excused absence. And the motion passes unanimously, 3-0. Next item is item number eight, recess into executive session. Number one, pursuant to the following designated section of the Texas Government Code, annotated, Chapter 551, the council may convene into executive session to discuss the following. A, pursuant to Section 551.071, Texas Government Code, consultation with attorney regarding pending litigation, Harker Heights Condominiums versus City of Harker Heights et al. And the time now is 5:20, and we'll be going into executive session. deal there. Okay, folks, time is now 5:45, and we'll reconvene into an open meeting, and we'll start that out with Mr. Olson.
Mayor, thank you. In regard to the settlement of the lawsuit brought by Harker Heights Condominiums against the city, let me just touch.
Yeah, why don't you just hold on for a second.
Okay.
My bus, I didn't see that Mr. Blomquist
sorry.
Wasn't here. Okay, please continue.
Yes, sir, thank you. Mayor, I'm going to recommend a settlement of that lawsuit. And the high points are as follows. The city incurred an amount of $118,157 to demolish a set of structures on Lynn Drive pursuant to a previous lawsuit. That amount will be repaid by Harker Heights Condominiums and its successor, BSLNC, Inc., over a period of 4 years. A down payment will be made tonight. The lien that's been placed on the property owned by Harker Heights Condominiums will stay in place to assure the money gets paid. The units that are the subject of this lawsuit, which were the subject of a second Building Standards Commission hearing, will be demolished or removed within 180 days. There are other miscellaneous terms, including the lawsuit will be dismissed with prejudice to refile against the city and all the defendants. And the city and all the defendants will be fully released. So, Mayor, I would recommend a motion authorizing the city manager to execute the settlement agreement with Harker Heights Condominiums and its successor, BSLNC, Inc., in cause number 308-829B in Bell County, Texas.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve as said by the city manager. I mean, sorry, as said by the city attorney.
Okay, thank you. And Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. Place 3, I would like to second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, has an excused absence. And the motion passes unanimously 3-0. And thank you, Mr. Olson.
Yes,
appreciate
you.
It. Next item is paragraph 10, regular business, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, calling a general election to be held on Saturday, May 7th, 2022, for the purpose of electing two members of the Harker Heights City Council for Place 1 and Place 3 for a 3-year term, 2022 through 2025, establishing procedures for the election and providing for an effective date and take the appropriate action. City Secretary.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Today I have before you a resolution to order a municipal election to be held on Saturday, May the 7th, for the purpose of electing a council member for places 1 and 3. This year's May election will be a bit different because the Texas legislature had adopted two joint resolutions in the second and third special sessions. And as a result, there will be a statewide constitutional amendment election held on the same day, on May 7th. To avoid voter confusion, the Secretary of State is recommending that a joint election be conducted. Since the constitutional amendment election will be administered by the Bell County Elections Office, staff is recommending to have a joint election this year with Bell County, which the early voting clerk will be the Bell County Elections Officer, which is Shay Ludecki, sorry. Bell County utilizes the countywide polling place system, which allows registered voters the ability to vote at any Bell County polling sites during early voting and election day. That concludes my presentation on the order, and I'm open to any questions.
Okay, any questions for the city secretary? Okay, thank you. Do you have a motion? Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I move to approve a resolution ordering the municipal election for the city of Harker Heights to be held on Saturday, May 7, 2022, for the purpose of electing a city council member for the place 1 and place 3 to the Harker Heights City Council, establishing the procedures for the election and providing an effective date.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Halby, Place 5, has an excused absence. and the item passes unanimously 3-0. Next item number 2, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, authorizing a joint election agreement and contract for election services with the Elections Officer of Bell County, Texas, for a general election to be held on Saturday, May 7th, 2022, authorizing the city manager to act and sign on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. City Secretary.
Thank you, Mayor. Now that the council has ordered the election, I wanted to bring forward the contract, a resolution for a contract with Bell County for a joint election. Nothing else to add to that, but I am open to any questions.
Okay, any questions, Mayor? Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Julie, are we going to be conducting the entire early voting and the election over across the way in the like we did?
Yes, that's correct. So there will be 6 locations for early voting, and the Harker Heights Recreation Center is an early voting polling site as well as election day site.
Okay, so there won't be any confusion then for the citizens?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions for City Secretary? Okay, do you have a motion? Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing a joint election agreement and contract for election services with Bell County Elections Officer for a general election to be held on Saturday, May 7th, 2022, and authorize the city manager to sign on behalf of the city.
Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, okay. Do you second it? Okay, I'll take that by hand. So you do second the motion, correct?
Mayor, I stand corrected. I do second the motion.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's good. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and now I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Lynn Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Halaby, Place 5, has an excused absence, and the item passes unanimously 3-0. Number 3, under regular business, discuss and consider approving a resolution authorizing continued participation with the Atmos Cities Steering Committee and authorizing the payment of 5 cents per capita to the Atmos City Steering Committee to fund regulatory and related activities related to Atmos Energy Corporation and take the appropriate action. Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. The item before you tonight is for the continued participation in the Atmos City Steering Committee, or ACSC. Atmos is a monopoly provider of natural gas, and since it has no competitors, regulation of the rates that it charges its customers is the only way that cities can, can ensure that natural gas rates are fair. Working as a coalition through the ACSC to review the rates charged by Atmos allows cities to accomplish more collectively than each city could doing this by themselves. ACSC protects the authority of municipalities over the monopoly natural gas providers and defends the interests of residential and small commercial customers within the cities. It is important that ACSC be able to fund its participation on behalf of its member cities. A per capita assessment has historically been used and is a fair method for the members to bear the burdens associated with the benefits received from that membership. The attached resolution authorizes payment of the city's assessment in the amount of 5 cents per capita for a total of $1,653.55. This ends my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Okay, thank you. And again, Councilmember Fontaine.
For a motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, and I would like to move to approve the resolution authorizing continued participation with the Amos City Steering Committee and authorizing the payment of 5 cents per capita to the Amos City Steering Committee to fund regulatory and related activities related to Amos Energy Corporation.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, has an excused absence. Sam Hallaby, place five, has an excused absence. And the item passes 3-0 unanimously. Item number four, under regular business, discuss and consider approving a request for alcohol services for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce, Harker Heights Food, Wine, and Brew Festival at the 2410 Community Park on Saturday, September the 10th, 2022, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Rec Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. The Chamber of Commerce is looking to host the annual Food, Wine, and Brew Festival on Saturday, September 10th, 2022. It'll be at Community Park. The use of alcohol within city parks is not allowed through department policy and can be granted only through permission by the City Council. The City of Harker Heights and the Chamber of Commerce have obviously had a good working relationship in this event in previous years, and they obviously desire to offer alcohol at this event, and it's monitored through ticket sales. So that's the end of my presentation. If I can answer any questions that you might have.
Good. Any questions from the council? Okay. Thank you, Jeff. I do have a motion. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. I'd like to make a motion to approve a request for alcohol services for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce, Harker Heights Food, Wine, and Brew Festival at the FM 2410 Community Park for September 10, 2022.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I would like to second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, has an excused absence. Sam Howley, place five, has an excused absence. The item passes unanimously 3-0. Item number five, under regular business. Discuss and consider approving a request for alcohol services for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce, Harker Heights Brew and Bratz 5K Mug Run, scheduled for Saturday, October 15, 2022, at the 2410 Community Park, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director again. Chamber of Commerce is looking to kill two birds tonight, and so they've also got their Brew and Bratz 5K Mug Run for you to decide on as well. This is an event similar to one they just hosted in December at Community Park. This will be on Saturday, October 15th at the same location until from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Local craft beer vendors will be available at the end of the 5K race for the participants, as well as Bratz. And this event is a fundraiser for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce. Again, the use of alcohol within city parks is not allowed through department policy and can only be granted by the city council. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Any other questions? Okay, do we have a motion? Councilmember McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve a request for alcohol services for the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Brews and Brats 5K Mug Run at the 2410 Community Park for October 15th, 2022.
Okay, thank you. And Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, we'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, has an excused absence. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, has an excused absence. The item passes unanimously, 3-0. Number 6 under regular business, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And for our citizens, there are additional copies of the city manager's report on the small table right there on the right before you exit the double door. So please avail yourself to those because I'll just be hitting the highlights tonight. Council, we're going to start out with human resources. I want to note some of the promotions that you see there. Congratulations to Richard Fierro on his promotion to assistant chief plant operator. Congratulations to Aaron Carroll on his promotion to maintenance technician 2. Congratulations to Joshua Ramirez Figueroa on his promotion to human resources clerk. And congratulations to Jaden Seals on his promotion to part-time athletics aide. Further down on the human resources report there, Council, you will see that the police department will be welcoming new employees in February. I just want to point out we will have a swearing-in ceremony on Wednesday, February the 2nd at 3 p.m. at the police department. So make sure you mark that on your calendars. Moving to our library, I want to point out that the library will be doing a new inventory of materials, and in doing so, the library will be closed on Saturday, January the 29th, and will reopen on Monday, January the 31st at 9 a.m. Also, the library is holding an amnesty for fines on books that are returned between now and Sunday, January the 30th. So still a little bit of time to get those books turned in and have amnesty for that. The Brand New Kid is the theme for Friday's virtual story time on Friday, January the 28th at 10 a.m. And the Military Child Education Coalition brings a parent and child program. This feel-good story allows families to bond even in trying times and is for children ages 6 and younger and their families. Also, you see that further down on the library's report, we're celebrating Weather Wonders this week at the library. So there will be virtual programs all week on the library's Facebook page in relation to that. Moving to Parks and Recreation, you see there are special events. The King and Princess Dance will be on February the 11th at the Activity Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's attention to all dads, uncles, and grandpas on that. Registration opens on January the 31st, and there you can enjoy crafts, a DJ, and dancing with your princess. Members of the Senior Recreation Program are invited to the Seniors Sweethearts Dance, a dance with other members of the program, or bring a friend or date. The dance will be held Saturday, February the 12th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., ages 50 and up. And also dance the night away at the Valentine's Family Dance. Bring your friends and family to the Harker Heights Activity Center to enjoy a night of dancing, crafts, and more. The dance will be held Saturday, February the 12th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and all ages are welcome. Council, moving to athletics, our winter soccer season, teams are formed and practices began today with nearly 500 participants.
Wow.
Fall youth basketball finished on January the 11th, but youth baseball, softball, and t-ball registration will open on the 31st and run through March 23rd, so get your kids signed up for that. Moving to our activity center, you see there that the activity center is partnering with the library to open up a makerspace at the activity center. This is a collaborative workspace for the public to learn, explore, and find like-minded people. Resources open to the public and staff include specialty craft tools, sewing machines, robotics kits, electric keyboard, learning kits, craft supplies, and more. And stay tuned for new STEM-based programs. Donations are being accepted for craft supplies and specialty tools. Moving to our Senior Recreation and Recreation Center update, you see there, Council, that January and February is Senior Day Trip to the Bell County Museum in Belton. The trip will be on January 28th and February 25th The time is the same on both of those dates, 8:45 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, our senior lifelong learning will be returning on Thursdays at 11 a.m. starting January 27th. And AARP Foundation Tax Aid Assistance, normally we do have them hosted at our Activity Center. They simply don't have enough volunteers, is my understanding this year, to extend it back over to our Activity Center. But it is available at the Killeen Senior Center at the Lions Club Park there on Stanschluter Loop. And Killeen, that will be from February 4th through April 11th and will be on Mondays and Fridays. And it is by appointment only. Moving to our parks, and in conclusion, visit the Urban Forestry page on the Parks and Recreation website for info on the protection, management, and conservation of trees and vegetation in the city of Harker Heights. Mayor, that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Mr. Mitchell, this is more for Mr. Shea here, but you know, this last summer, we had a shortage of lifeguards. So I was just curious, are we going to advertise early to try to rectify that problem, or maybe have some trainers that are, I know we talked about that, I think, having somebody that was certified that could train, certify others, so that might help us get ahead of the game coming up for summer here.
Yeah, ironic that you bring that up. We had a meeting about it today, and so we're going to be advertising early, about awesome. 2 or 3 weeks early. Leona, this is the first you're hearing of it. And we're doing a little research into what we can do to kind of incentivize kids to come and work here over other places.
Right. We want to make sure we get our name out there and say, hey, I want to be a lifeguard before somebody else grabs them for something else.
Absolutely. You know, earlier the better.
It's awesome. Thanks.
So if you know anybody looking for a job this summer.
Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Jeff, you can come back to the podium. So I just wanted to share with residents how easy we're making it to rent our community facility. So if you could talk a little bit about it. I was the guinea pig, of course, so I survived it. So I just want you to share with the rest of the city what we could do.
Yeah, so we're still trying to figure out a little bit of that ourselves. So we're in the opening months of using Civic Rec as our registration system. We used the same system from 2012 up until November of this last year. And so we're trying to do as much stuff online as possible. For all of our rentals, you used to have to come in. Now you can at least put in your request to rent a facility online. There are certain situations where you will have to still come in, athletic rentals and things like that. But we're trying to make that approval process fully online so that once you are approved, you can pay online. You never have to come into the building to do that. And it's also making our registrations for programs much easier as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
State.
Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, sir. Two things on both what was just mentioned, but when we're talking about the lifeguards and certifying them, and this may be redundant and may just be jogging our memories, but are we able to use the YMCA indoor pool and go about looking at it that way to get them certified extremely early? That way we don't have to worry about the pool.
So we're actually going to have to. So our pool, because it doesn't have a deep end, can't fully certify lifeguards. So there are things that you would learn at the class that you can't learn at our facility. So we're going to have to partner with somebody, probably the YMCA, on getting our staff trained. We're figuring out how to do that in a way that benefits our staff, too.
Okay, great. Just
that's
curious.
That's a heavy when you are looking for a job and you've got to pay that upfront cost. There's some things there. So.
Okay. No, good. Thank you. The second thing, I just want to comment, since I've been registering kids for sports for over 5 years, I love Civic Rec. It's a great system,
good.
And it was very easy. It's way more user friendly than before.
Good.
So
that's
just
great to hear.
Some feedback.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Anything else for the city manager? Okay, moving down to paragraph 11 here, item number one, council member closing statements. Council member Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I just want to say that the opening day for the farmer's market is 101 days and a wake up. So you can get prepared now. We're looking for vendors. Never too early to start looking for the vegetable vendors. Hopefully we don't have any big freezes this year, which kind of curtailed our early release of the farmer's market vegetables. So stay tuned. It's coming.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Fontaine.
Let me compose myself. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and I just wanted to share with you that our community salute they launched this month a breakfast for our recruiters, because as you all know, we, as our community salutes, we recognize those new recruits that are going in. So we thought it would be great for our community to also recognize our recruiters. So we started providing lunch for them the third Thursday of the month. So we had Allstate Insurance provide Miss Kimberly provided lunch for them. And so this is something that we got members of our community businesses. We're reaching out to you. Yes, I'll reach out to you too. So that you all could provide them lunch. And when we provide lunch for the recruiters, it's all armed forces. It's just not the Army. It's all, every single one of them that out there working, making sure that we have the defenders that we need in our nation in order for us to be the strongest nation in the world. And then I also attended our state representative, Mr. Berkeley, got recognized by the commissioners of veterans this last Friday. And it was an honor to see him recognized. But not only did they recognize Brad Butley, our Texas commissioners for veterans, but they also recognized our very own John Fitman. So it was pretty cool that he got recognized with a coin for serving in Vietnam, along with a lot of, you know, Earl. So it was really good to see those gentlemen be recognized by our own Texas commissioners to come down and do that for them. That's all I have, Mayor.
Good. Thank you. Okay, anything else from the council? I'm sure those Marine recruiters are glad not to have an MRE for lunch, so it's, I'm sure they're most appreciative. Yeah, that's good. Well, items from the mayor. Things have been pretty quiet. A lot of things because of this COVID. A lot of events at Fort Hood have been canceled. They've got a numbers limitation on people that can go to the events. But just on the 18th, we had our city council workshop and special meeting. On the 19th, I chaired the Transportation Policy Planning Board for the Clean Temple Metropolitan Planning Organization in Belton. And then again, I had a meeting with staff at City Hall on January the 21st. Also, just a couple other items, you know, as far as this monarch butterfly thing. If any of y'all that have access to PBS, is that they just had a wonderful thing on butterflies. I mean, it's not just monarchs, but everything, but they did focus on monarch, and they did talk about, you know, some of the problems they have there, and really how important, you know, not only butterflies, but also bees and other things as far as being able to pollinate things and how important that is to our agriculture. So those are some things that are really out there, some shows. And then as far as the library, they just had one also on PBS. These are either on Nova or Nature, but they had one on these the book bookmakers. And again, it was very, very interesting on how they have all over the world that these people that make different types of books and the different stories that they tell. So those are things that might be accessed to our residents that they may be interested in as well. Okay. All right, Mr. Mitchell, we have anything else? Okay, the time is 6:14, and we're adjourned.